I'm a 27-year-old high school music teacher in Gloucester. I love teaching kids about the high, about the history of rock and roll. Kids get energized when you can relate to the music that they listen to. It's awesome. Sometimes I'll be picking the Fats Domino album as my classroom album of the week next week. Yeah, that's cool. I'm 28. Hunter says I'm 28. Love Dion and the Belmonts, The Wanderer.
Yeah, that's a great song, huh?
Yep, I love it.
Runaround Sue.
Laura's all excited. This is one of
I had a bunch of favorites.
This is one of her favorites right here. Right there. Yeah, this is one of her favorites.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Now, why is it one of your favorites, Laura?
Well, okay. As a kid, I imagined myself sitting in the bath on a Saturday night, and I had no idea that there was a party going on right outside my room. I got so excited that Miss Molly and Peggy Sue and everybody were dancing. I put all my dancing shoes on. I forgot about the bath, and I just started partying.
I forgot about the bath.
He does.
He
puts his dancing shoes on.
Great party. I forgot about the bath. It was overflowing, Kelly. Water was pouring
into
I related to
Bobby Darin thinking, wow, when I'm an adult and people are just going to throw parties outside my bathroom door, I'm going to get up and just dance with them.
I'm going to put my dancing shoes on.
Who's doing this one?
Bobby Darin.
This is the one he didn't like, right?
Yes.
They kind of made him do?
Yes.
Yes. Of course, his voice in this song starts. It sounds like Fats Domino.
It does. Well, it's got very much of the rhythm and blues thing. So I'm reading it, and you know, I love all the texts and the emails and things like that. And somebody's like, "I'm 36 years old. And I can't stand it. I hate this music." And then they said, "I'm getting angry as I read it. I'm like, "Oh man!" And then they say, "It insists upon itself. I like the Money Pit." And then I'm like, "Okay, I see what you did there. That was good. I liked it." I love that it seems like everybody just likes their own thing and never really pays attention to the big picture, and there's so many people that do, and that's cool to me. You know, that's pretty cool. So, yeah. A little 50s music thing there. That was exciting.
I'm digging the horns,
man. Yeah, had a good time, yeah.
Oh, I wrote down a bunch, like the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini was great.
Yeah, those novelty songs. When you were a kid, the novelty songs kind of...
That's true.
Drug you in a little bit, you know, drag you in.
Dude, Shaboom. Shaboom, Shaboom.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above.
I always wondered, when they're writing a song back then, what always got me.
Hello again, Shaboom.
Who said, you know what I think goes here? Shamalama Ding Dong. I don't know where. You know, a pa 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 ooh mau mau. Where's that come from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Today, somebody would put that in a song. That's crazy drug talk.
We're going to the chapel. Great song.
Yeah.
It's chapel my party. It's my party. I'll cry if I want you. No, I loved Leslie Gore.
Right.
And I loved her even more when she came back with the, "It's Judy's turn to cry." Because Judy made her cry at her birthday. So she deserved that comeback song.
Laura was in she spent her youth in a poodle skirt.
Wow.
And she loves it. I love it. You know? What about this one?
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream.
I love the fact that even heavy metal people like Metallica fans and Slayer fans called in and said, "I love 50s music." That does my heart good right there.
I often did.
Thank you for your phone calls.
Wear a skirt for Halloween. I often wanted to be the 50s girl.
Yeah.
You have Maybelline.
Yeah. It was all good. It was all good. Anyway, so we got on the kick because of Fats Domino and an appreciation for 50s music. Hip.
Come on, baby.
You're going to have these in your head. He's chubby.
Yep, chubby checker.
Come on, baby.
All right, well, anyway.
Don't forget about the king, too. Love Elvis.
Oh, tons. I mean,
I know. But the king gets a lot of attention.
He got too much credit, I know. But, this whole segment, you can't go without mentioning Elvis Presley.
Yes. Elvis took rhythm and blues and made it white. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's Elvis in that. Yeah. And I'm not taking anything away from Elvis.
You got way too much credit. I get it. But.
Was Supreme still more 60s than 50s?
Yes. The dude was a badass.
He had Duende.
But look, he just totally did.
You know?
Are you kidding me? Except when he started wearing the jumpsuits and doing karate.
That was it for a little bit.
That was not cool.
Well, they said you was high class.
This is where, program directors and radio people are just scratching their heads because going wherever we want with this. You know what I mean?
Well, Tim Moore is because he's got that skin thing on his head. But
yeah. Oh. No,
you
know, it's
some of this music.
It's this is goes against every radio. You're playing out of format. There's no format anymore. It's all good. It's all good, right? Anyway, you know, Kelly, going against the grain, got.